Members will signify their presence by voting.
Have all members voted? We do not yet have a quorum, but we will go ahead and proceed with some of the beginning. Senator Phillips.
Oh, I'm just getting ready for prayer.
Yes. Were you going to pray for us, Senator Phillips? At this time, could we stand by for the invocation by the Bishop Michael Warfel?
And we pray, Almighty and gracious God, you grace us with life and being on this beautiful and sunny day. We ask that you continue to bless us and sustain us in all that we say and do throughout the day. A saint of old once prayed, Lord, we entreat you to help us. Come to the aid of the afflicted, pity the lowly, raise the fallen, show your face to the needy, heal the sick, convert the wayward, feed the hungry, deliver to the captives, and support the weak. That all nations know that you alone are God. Lord, may these lawmakers carry a like sense of concern for the people of our state, and in the difficult job of governing, bless them with minds filled with wisdom and hearts filled with compassion. Amen.
Senator Hoffman, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I believe we now have a quorum. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the practice of the journal for the second legislative day in Senate and House Joint Journal Supplement Number 1.
Senator Taylor?
Thank you. I move to ask unanimous consent the journal and the supplement be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Hoffman?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. That brings us down to the introduction of guests. Is there any guest for introduction? Senator Pierce.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Ziegler Gallery, I have the young man who's going to be working as an intern in my office this year. He's actually down from Fairbanks, and his name is Jordan Coco. Please help me welcome him.
Any further guests for introduction? Seeing none, messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
There are no House messages.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
Yes, Senator.
Rules Committee report, Mr. President. In compliance with AS 2410-030 and Uniform Rule 3A, the Senate Rules Committee hereby reports its nomination of Nancy Quinto to serve as Secretary of the Senate. The 20th legislature recommends election by the Senate. Signed, Senator Kelly Chair, Senator Taylor, Senators Riemann and Torkelson, and Senator Duncan.
Senator Taylor?
Move that unanimous consent to approve the report of the Rules Committee.
Is there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Is there any further standing committee reports?
I have no further standing committee reports this morning.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introductions of Senate resolutions?
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 49, by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act repealing certain filing statements and bonds for enforcement and collection of certain taxes and license fees relating to service of process on non-resident taxpayers and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 50, by the Senate Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to administrative penalties for violation of public water supply system requirements, amending Alaska Rule of Civil Procedure 82 regarding attorney's fees and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs, Judiciary, and Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
President.
Yes. Secretary, no, my presence. Senator Parnell and Senator Duncan have both, and Senator Ellis and Senator Lincoln.
I'm sorry.
To note their presence.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it has been done.
Citation?
Yes.
Honoring Victims for Justice, 1996 Foundation for Improvement of Justice Award. Honoring Sylvia Thompson for her 100th birthday. Honoring Dolly Spencer, National Heritage Fellowship Award. Honoring Anchor Point Volunteer Fire Department.
Senator Taylor.
We would ask unanimous consent citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, so ordered. Unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business? Senator Lincoln.
Mr. President, under unfinished business, I'd move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from session on the 20th and 21st of this month for state business.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Is there any other unfinished business? Seeing no other unfinished business, announcements? Is there any announcements? Senator Duncan.
This probably should have been under unfinished business, but could you tell us, are we going to have sessions Monday?
It would be the intent of the Senate to have session on Monday, yes. Any other announcements? Seeing none, special orders. Senator Taylor.
We'll ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Thursday, January 16th.
We stand in adjournment.